This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by Democratic challenger Joe Biden. The Washington Post reported that at least four people were stabbed near a gathering point for the Proud Boys. That's a male-dominated organization with ties to white nationalism. A spokesman for the D.C. Fire Department told reporters the victims were hospitalized with injuries that could be life-threatening. It was not clear what groups the attackers or the injured were affiliated with. The violence escalated after the demonstrators met with counter-protesters in spots downtown in the U.S. capital city. Hundreds of the protesters wore the black and yellow colors of the right-wing Proud Boys organization, which has been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. The protest came a day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by the president to throw out the election results in four states. The Supreme Court decision allows the U.S. Electoral College to press ahead with a meeting on Monday, where it's expected to formally cast its votes and make Biden's victory official. Italy is poised to overtake Great Britain as the European country with the most COVID-19 deaths. According to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, Italy has suffered more deaths in the past 6 weeks than it did in the previous 7 months. Meanwhile, Britain has begun coronavirus vaccinations using a vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Doses of the Pfizer vaccine will also begin arriving in U.S. states early on Monday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved it for emergency use late on Friday. VOA News. At a UN United Nations virtual climate action summit Saturday, some 70 heads of state, along with regional and city leaders and heads of major businesses, announced new measures aimed at reducing greenhouse gases, gas emissions, and ensuring that the warming of the planet is limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Britain announced it will cut emissions by 68% compared to 1990 levels within the next 5 years. The European Union committed to a 55% cut over the same time period. At least 24 countries announced new commitments to reach carbon neutrality. Finland said it plans to achieve net zero by 2035, Austria by 2040, and Sweden by 2045. Pakistan said it's giving up plans for new coal power plants. India will more than double its renewable energy target. China committed to increasing the share of non-fossil fuel in primary energy consumption to around 25% by 2030. Pope Francis on Saturday committed Vatican City, the world's smallest state, to reducing net carbon emissions to zero by the year 2050. In a video message to the UN Climate Summit, he said the current pandemic and climate change, which are not only environmentally relevant, but also ethically, socially, economically, and politically, affect the lives of the poorest and most fragile. He added, in addition to adopting some measures that cannot be postponed any longer, a strategy is needed to reduce net emissions to zero. Francis has championed environmental causes since his election in 2013. The Nigerian military located and exchanged fire with gunmen who kidnapped scores of secondary school students in northwestern Katsina State, according to a statement from the president of Nigeria on Saturday. The gang, armed with AK-47s, stormed the government science secondary school in Kankara district late on Friday, according to police. A parent and school employee told Reuters that roughly half of the students, 800 students, the school's 800 students, were missing. Police and the military are still working to determine the exact number of missing students. A Chinese space capsule bringing back the first moon rocks in more than four decades has begun its return trip to Earth. The China National Space Administration says the Chang'e 5 lunar probe left the moon's orbit on Sunday to start its journey home. The mission landed on the moon earlier this month and collected about 4.4 pounds of samples. The return capsule is expected to land in northern China. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.